Our second scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Mark. We're reading from chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. And we will find that it's very similar to the first scripture reading we heard. Let us hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that the Lord is one, and besides God, there is no other. And to love God with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question." This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Oh God, we are grateful for your Spirit that is already here, that has already been moving, that is stirring in our hearts and around us. Make us attentive continually to your Spirit. May we hear from you. May our ears be open. God, I ask that you would speak through me and that you would speak in spite of me, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be acceptable to you. Amen. In 2 days, on November 6th, our son, Oscar Emmanuel, will turn 1 year old. Yay, I know. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that almost a year ago, we got that call from our social worker that a child was born and that Heather and I were chosen to be his parents. I remember, and I can still hear the voice on the phone, "You were chosen. You were chosen." And that feeling of pure exuberance and joy, and also kind of some terror and freak out of sort of like, oh my God, is this really happening? Can we really do this? Why are we doing this? But all of that fear really kind of subsided those first few moments when we met Oscar in the NICU. He was only 4 days old, and he weighed 3 pounds and 12 ounces. We thought he was beautiful, even though he looked like a little alien. And those 2 weeks that we spent in the NICU, they were precious. Every day, I was aware of how fragile his little life was. Learning how to suck and to swallow was the main thing he needed to learn to do before we could go home. So every small step was a monumental step. I've never felt so powerful and so helpless at the same time. Powerful in that now I knew that I played this crucial role in a human being's life. To be their parent, to form them and shape them for better or for worse. But I also felt helpless in that so much was not in my control. His breathing, his learning to suck and to swallow. He had to do these things without my help. It was during those first 2 weeks that Heather and I chose a name for him. We played with several name ideas, but in the end, we felt like he just looked like an Oscar. And we also liked that Oscar was familiar in all of the languages that we spoke, English, Spanish, and Icelandic. And because of the miracle of God's own fragile presence in the midst of our world and in our lives, we wanted to name him Emmanuel too, God with us. Oscar is also named in memory of Oscar Romero, a saint, someone whom for whom Heather and I have deep admiration. Oscar Romero was just recently canonized as a saint by the Catholic Church. As many of you know, Oscar Romero was the Archbishop of San Salvador for the last 4 years of his life, and in those years, he became a strong public voice for the plight of the poor in El Salvador. People said that when Romero preached on Sunday mornings in the cathedral, the streets were empty and all the radios were on full blast. People longed to hear truth and sanity in a world that was insane and corrupt. Oscar Romero was the person who lived out what he preached. He lived the gospel of Jesus Christ, which meant good news for the poor, liberation for the poor. He is a person to me who embodied what it means to love God alone with your whole heart, soul, and strength. To love God alone and to live in obedience to God meant disobedience to his own government and to the violence of his own government. It's interesting to think about how Oscar Romero was seen as a social conservative when at his appointment as archbishop. But only a few weeks after his appointment, his friend and fellow priest, Rutilio Grande, was murdered. And the death and witness of Rutilio Grande had a profound impact on Romero and played a role in his conversion to being an outspoken voice for the poor and an outspoken social activist. I was thinking about all of these things on All Saints Day. I was thinking about how Rutilio Grande had such an influence on Oscar Romero. And it made me start to think about how on All Saints Day, how when we think about saints, we call saints people who also had saints in their lives. So in other words, the saints had saints, people, teachers, mentors who helped them, who were part of their conversion, who taught them what it means to love neighbor, to love God with your whole heart. For every great person who is a witness to us about holy living, there's another person who was a witness to them, and so on through the generations. The image that came to mind for me is that image from the Psalms that says, "There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God." And I imagine that the saints are kind of like that stream of a river, a water flowing. And I imagine that there is this river, a river of witnesses, and we can choose to wade into that river. We can choose to step into that waters, into the waters where the saints who had saints are flowing in witness. This river is the river of our spiritual ancestors. And your spiritual ancestors may or may not be connected to your biological ancestors. This is a great gift. Because though many of us have had nurturing families, many of us have not. And on All Saints Sunday, we remember that God has given us a larger family that we belong to. God has given us a river of saints whose streams make glad the city of God. And we can go to that river and step into it and find companions and find family. And we can place ourselves under their teaching and under their influence. When we step into that stream, when we remember the saints, when we call out their names and we summon them to be with us, we are giving them life and authority in our lives. And we are then in turn given strength to live out the same calling that is on our lives, to be holy people. And holiness, of course, is not perfection. There is no such thing as living a perfect life. Holiness, according to Torah in Deuteronomy, is about the great commandment. It is the Shema, the central prayer for Jews, a prayer that they are to guard and never forget and to teach throughout the generations. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is your God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the center of everything. And if you love God alone, then what that looks like is loving your neighbor. Because love of God and love of your neighbor are never to be separated. They cannot be separated. Holy people, saints, are those who have shown us what love can look like in the midst of insanity and suffering. Saints are not perfect people. They are people who have struggled and who have endured. They are part of the stream of history that belongs to the stream of justice and liberation. It is that stream that we want to step into and be shaped by. And that's why it's so important to remember the saints. When I think about Oscar getting older, I think about how it will be more and more important for us to talk to him about the saints. I want to teach him about Oscar Romero. I also want him to learn about all the saints who are not canonized by the church, but the ordinary saints, people who show us what it looks like to be faithful, to struggle, and to be resilient. Because God knows that we need these companions in order to draw strength and endurance. If we forget these witnesses, we are in greater danger of being swept up and lost in the insanity of this world. We are in danger of allowing the lies of our own empire to shape us and to become authority in our lives. And I worry about this. I don't know if you worry about it. I worry about how powerful the lies are in our empire right now, how they're seeking to shape us. It's not lost on me, this connection between Oscar Romero's place of service, El Salvador, which sits right next to Honduras and Guatemala, which is where thousands of migrants are leaving. They are fleeing death. They are fleeing their very lives, for their lives and for their children's lives. And of course, the government of the United States will not even come close to acknowledging the significant role that our government played in creating the conditions of poverty and violence that is forcing the migration in the first place. Instead, people in power play the victim game, criminalize the migrants, calling them invaders, criminals, seeing us white folks now as the victims in this situation. It's an old trick. It's an old trick that people in power play. It happened with Brett Kavanaugh, too. He became the victim. Somehow everything was turned around so that now it's women who are under, so that it's not women who are under attack, but now it's white men. And the power of this kind of rhetoric in this country has worked. It's working, and it did work before. It's the narrative that keeps white people in power and has for centuries. As long as white folks are the victims, we can not only justify all kinds of cruel behavior, we can also avoid taking responsibility for our own role in the oppression of others. And this kind of rhetoric is emboldening the hate and the violence that already exists. And I see people in our country bowing down to this rhetoric like it's the truth, like it's the truth. But what if we listened to the saints? What if we listened to Oscar Romero's voice speaking to us today? What would his witness call on us to do? What does the great commandment demand of us? Or will we just bury these witnesses and keep them dead? Will we keep the great commandment silenced in our lives? and allow the American empire and the ways of white supremacy to triumph. No, we will not. We have to step into the stream. Here in the midst of the insanity of our world, I want to claim this morning and say to you, we can resist. We can be bold. We can step into the stream of our ancestors in the faith, the stream of the saints and the witnesses that have gone before us, the stream of justice, the stream of solidarity with the suffering. It's the same stream that the people of Tree of Life Synagogue were standing in last Saturday. They were worshiping Yahweh. And on that morning, were probably praying the Shema, intentionally placing themselves under the alternative call of Yahweh, the great commandment. Yahweh commands us to love God with all our heart, our soul, and our strength. We are standing in that stream with them. And we will remember the call that is on our lives to be holy people. Not called to perfection, but to growth and love of God and our neighbor. We will reject the violence of our government and our culture that is rooted in white supremacy. We will reject violent rhetoric and violent action. And the saints who are our companions will help us to stand firm in our resistance. We will not be the pawns of this empire. We will not. We will come to this table in just a few moments where Jesus is remembered and is our companion. He was the great resister of empire and violence. We will come to this table and we will remember Jesus and the saints. And we will be strengthened in our communion with them and in our love for God and one another. Because we are not alone. God is with us. The saints are with us. Thanks be to God. Amen.